Did you know you can turn a nail into a magnet by rubbing it on another magnet? It doesn't last long, but it's cool.
Cool trick. I wonder if you could be a magnet too. Do you like playing with magnets? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. You know, if you take a magnet and rub it across an iron nail in the same direction a bunch of times, the nail becomes a magnet. That's just like us in God. The more we allow Him to work on us, the more others will be attracted to Him. See, we become magnets for God. But just remember, the nail can't attract anything on its own. Only the magnet can make it work. So don't forget where your magnetism really comes from. Let's listen to our story. It's called The Magnet. I hate homework, groaned Rosa as she jabbed the sharp tip of her pencil at a long division problem. Sebastian lifted his nose out of his science book. I don't mind doing science homework. These magnets are cool. Watch this. He took a nail and rubbed it across a magnet several times. Then he held the nail close to a pin. See? It picked up the pin just like a real magnet. Wow, exclaimed Rosa. Why does it do that? Some magnetism got rubbed off onto the nail, explained Sebastian. Can I try? Asked Rosa. She took the nail and held it over a paperclip, giggling as it sprang up toward the nail. Next, she took a clip from her hair and held the nail over that. This time, nothing happened. The nail loses its power to attract things quickly if it isn't rubbed against the magnet again, said Sebastian. That's why it didn't pick up that clip. To keep it working, it has to be rubbed against the magnet over and over. Rosa returned the nail to her brother and went back to her math while he continued to tinker with the magnet. This nail is just like a Christian, he said. Rosa gave him a confused look. What are you talking about? Well, look, this magnet is like God and the nail is like us, said Sebastian. When we get saved, God brings us close to Him. Sebastian illustrated by rubbing the nail across the magnet. The nail gets its power from the magnet, and we receive power from God to love others like Jesus and attract people to Him. Rosa nodded. As we let the Holy Spirit's power guide us in how we live, people will see the love of God in our lives and want what we have. We'll all be magnetic Christians. But if we focus on our own selfish desires instead of what God wants, then we're like a plain old nail again, she grinned at her brother. Hey, you're pretty smart to think of that. I'm impressed. Sebastian grinned too. Good. Keep thinking like that. Even though my teacher at church used a magnet like this for an illustration in class last week, that doesn't mean I wouldn't have thought of it myself. He laughed as Rosa threw an eraser in his direction. So how about you? Did you know that you can be like a magnet to attract others to Jesus? If you know Him as your Savior, you have the Holy Spirit in you. He gives you the power to live a life that points others to Jesus and His love for us. Trust God to help you focus on the desires He puts in your heart, like following Jesus and showing His love to others, so you can be a magnetic Christian. Our key verse is found in Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere.
And our key thought for today, be a magnetic Christian. In the second season of Down Gilead Lane, how will Michael handle Maya Richter? Maya's parents are rich and powerful, and the whole family enjoys pushing their way to the top. Plus, they don't want anyone to uncover the secret of Grace Andrews' past. To order season 2 of Down Gilead Lane, head over to keysforkids.org and click shop. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.